Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, folks? You are now tuned in to the Industry Doctors. I am Dr. Cash. As always, I do have my co-host, Dr. Phil, with me. But Dr. Phil right now is in the office handling a couple things with some patients. He will be with us shortly, hopefully. Press 1 to go live with our special guest. We have a couple special guests today that we're going to be interviewing. For the first time, probably, we're going to do this. We usually interview one person, but we got two special guests, which is great. Without further ado, we will get into those interviews, but don't forget to follow us on our social platforms, Facebook, The Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. Shout out to our sponsors, Jimmy's Paint Shop and the 65 Connection. Without you folks, this show will not be possible. Let's get into this interview. Mike, how are you?
Yes, I'm great. How about yourself?
Bless. Mike, tell our listeners who you are, what do you do, and how you started.
Oh, my God, we'll be on the phone all day, but I'm Mike McCray, M-C-C-R-A-Y. I am a mogul, and I own a lot of businesses in many states in different fashions and forms. I try to dedicate my career now to the industry. I own 4 radio stations, carpet cleaning company, barbershops, hair salons, hair companies. I own a booking agency for artist management, for booking any artist or any celebrity in the industry. The list just goes on. So I'm just out here grinding, doing my thing. How I got started is I was actually kind of born into the game. My grandfather owned a lot of real estate, clubs, barbershops, salons, convenience stores and the whole nine, real estate property. When he passed away or whatnot, he left everything to me. So my mom's didn't want really nothing to do with it. So it was all on my shoulders. I was 16 years old, couldn't even run the bar. I couldn't even go behind the bar and I owned the building. So I had to actually get help until I got 21. And I reached out to different radio stations and whatnot, DJs, and to assist me and help me. To pack the club out, and I was very successful, you know, and I just didn't ever look back. I jumped into the industry heads first real hard with Akon. That was my introduction to the game, like for real. I was doing shows and booking artists to come to the clubs and stuff like that, but that's when I really got out there. That was my starting point.
Definitely. And how long have you been doing this?
Over 20 years. Since
over
I was 16.
Since you were 16. Oh, wow. Not bad. And do you have any motivators that motivate you or influencers?
Probably
whether it's friends,
one of my
family, celebrities. Go ahead.
Little Boosie. Little Boosie is pretty much my everything. You know what I mean? He can call me. He can get anything from me at this point. Akon, he opened the door. We traveled the road from Miami to Carolina, all through Atlanta, you know, and everywhere else or whatever. I'm just trying to get him heard, get him seen, just trying to make money, to put money on the table, just to feed the kids and buy Pampers and stuff like that. And, you know, everybody closed the door and shut the door in our face and say, you know, it was like, who this little black dude right here you with, man, get out of here with that. So, you know, we got more no's than we did yes, but we didn't stop. We just kept going. We just kept going until, you know, we forced our way in the door.
Definitely. Now, you say you own or are part of a couple different businesses. Can you tell us what those businesses are and the names of those businesses?
Oh, my God. Let's start.
Go ahead.
All right, say no more. McCray Bail Bonding. That's out of North Carolina. Weave Doctors Salon, W-E-A-V-E, Doctors Salon. Messick Boy Booking Agency, M-E-S-I-C-B-O-Y, Booking. Messick Boy Entertainment. You can find us on IG, M-E-S-I-C underscore B-O-Y underscore E-N-T. Praise 99.2. out of Atlanta radio station. True Life Virgin Hair. That's a hair company. We sell hair. 95 The Heat radio station out of Atlanta. A1 Entertainment and Promotion and PR Company. A1 Events and Promotions. TAB Property Management. Trending in the Triad TV Show. That's a TV show based out of Greensboro, North Carolina. House of Ari Boutique. That's in North Carolina also. So that's just a few. McCray Communications is the company that's over my radio stations. BRMB Radio, 95 The Heat, the Praise 99.2. I got a joint venture with 97.9. You know, so we're just working right now.
Definitely. Do you have any advice for up-and-coming entrepreneurs like yourself?
Like myself, entrepreneurs is hell. You know, when they say no, you know, you just don't take no for no. Just keep knocking on doors and say, hey, look, they told me no over here, but, you know, I'm hoping you tell me yes. You know, and speak with confidence. Have confidence in yourself. You know, self-esteem and confidence in yourself is what's going to carry you, because it's going to be times that you hear that no so many times that you say, you know what, maybe this ain't for me. You know, you start questioning yourself. But if you believe in something, don't give up on it. You know, I've had companies that I opened that I didn't make money for the first 6 months. You know what I'm saying? I made enough just to pay the bills, and sometimes I had to come out of my personal account or from a different business to fund this business because it wasn't doing well. But, you know, it's all about marketing and advertising, investing in yourself, radio, TV, magazines. But radio is the number one thing. That's what really made me get into radio. If a person owns a business or a model or artist or anybody, you got to invest in radio. Radio commercials, you got to keep a good relationship with the radio stations, because that's what's going to push you to the next level. How can somebody hear you or see you or hear your story? Who's going to call you to book your services or whatever if they don't know who you are? Just like this phone call. Somebody going to hear it. You know, somebody going to hit me up, hey, I heard you on the radio. That's the main advice. That's the advice that I got right there. The media is power.
Media is power. Just depends on what media.
Correct.
You know, because there's a lot of media who like to tear people down. At the Industry Doctors, we don't like to tear people down. We don't even talk about what's going on right now really in the world, because we see it a lot. What's the point of keep on talking about it? You know, when they come and they listen to the Industry Doctor, they want to break from all that. You get what I'm saying? That's why we don't cover everything, like what's going on in North Korea. You know, we're aware of everything that's going on, you know, but we just don't, like, there's a lot of, you know, BS that we just don't need to cover, because everybody else is covering it. Why cover it? You know what I'm saying? But that's why this show, you know, is very powerful. And that's why we recommend everybody to help promote it, share it, tell a friend about it, because you get the knowledge. And what we say at the Industry Doctors is basically you don't get half the dose, you get the full dose. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
And the nose actually motivate myself and my co-host, Dr. Phil. You get what I'm saying? That's what fuels me. Keep on telling me, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Keep on telling me, no, because that's going to make me go even harder. You get what I'm saying? I love
that's right.
that. One door shut, I open another one, or I create another door for me to enter. You get what I'm saying? You got to believe in yourself. You got to stay humble. A lot of people don't know what humble means. You know, they just don't know. You talk to them and they're so egotistical. They don't know what's going on or how they're supposed to do it, you know. But they claim and try to show you like they know, you know, by their action. But they really don't know. A lot of people don't want to invest in their career. You know, or they spend a little money, you know, and nothing happened, and they feel like, oh my God, I just spent $100 and nothing happened, so why invest more? You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of people who hire interns. Why hire interns when you're bringing them money? You know, I have a company and a label that I co-own, you know, Colossal Music Group, Colossal Records. And we're not only a label, but we are the one-stop shop company. We help pretty much everybody, businesses, you know, entertainers, whatever it is. You know, Mike, can you tell us where can our listeners find you on social media if they wanted to get in contact with you? And if you do want to give out your phone number or whatnot, you can definitely do that as well.
Yeah, they can get me at 336-706-6247, 336-706-6247 on IG. You can hit me up at MESIC, that's Messic, MESIC underscore BOY underscore ENT.
Definitely.
MESIC BOY ENT, Messic Boy ENT.
Definitely. We do have a caller. We're definitely going to bring him or her on and see if they have a question for you. And then we do have another interview that we're also going to get into. Do you have any advice for the artists that are listening in right now, up and coming, or artists who have just been doing this for a while?
Stay diligent to what you believe in. Period. Invest in yourself and stay diligent to what you believe in. I have artists all the time that hit me up and say, hey, look, you know, say I want to invest in this and that, and then they change their mind or whatever the situation may be. But, you know what I'm saying, you got to stay diligent. And, you know, if you put some bread up for radio commercials or, you know what I'm saying, you know, just to – you know, to get that exposure, promotions, or whatever, you know, say stick with it. You know, if it don't work with one spot, go to a different spot. Try it out. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be able to put your foot in the game somewhere to get a start. Because nobody's going to call if nobody hears or know who you are. That's a fact.
Definitely. Let's bring in this caller right now. 818-723.
What's happening? This is Jess.
What's going on, Jess? Tell our listeners who you are and what do you do? And do you have a question for our special guest, Mike?
No, I don't have no question, man, but I'm just Jess Jones. I'm the founder of the GMSH Tour, and I'm just an entrepreneur, man. I've been in the entertainment game 15 years.
Awesome. Big ups and salute.
Definitely. All right, just don't go nowhere. We're definitely going to get with you shortly, all right? Just hang in there. All right, Mike, we're going to jump into this track by my co-host, Dr. Phil, featuring 6 Trey G. Get them banned. Don't go nowhere. I want to get your feedback on it. All right?
That money, hold you playing. Puss it open, hold they pan. They pan. Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you bout your hustle. If you want them 24 inch bundles, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands.
Shawty be up in the beauty salon, I swear it's about 2 times a week. 150 for the nails. 250 for the feet, 300 for the bundles. Yeah, shawty doing numbers. Shawty fucking up commas. Yeah, shawty, she stunning. Who says it's cheaper to keep her? You know that they lying. When we dining out, the entree never coming with fries. Root press, melt the pie, Carrabba's, baby, every time we slide. Time is money, you ain't getting no money, you wasting your time. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She sliding down with no hands. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans.
Get that money, hold you playing. Puss it open, hold they pan.
They pan.
Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you bout your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands. She like the bags with them G's on them.
Yeah.
Yellow perks, Chinese V's on them.
Yeah.
Red bottom, shorty swinging inches.
Inches.
Get fans on your tired bitches. Yeah. When she get up on that stage, she holler back in pay. She gon' do it for a real nigga. You ain't tipping, you in the way. We gon' bust a couple bottles on wings, smoking nothing but gas. And by the way, the shorty shaking her ass, she probably leaving here with all of the cash. She was all up on the ball. She could see him getting old. She could see that Louis V on the kick. She know what it really cost. La mama really. Yeah.
Hey.
Get that money, hold you playing. Puss it open, hold they pan.
They pan.
Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you bout your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Do it for a G, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands.
And we're back, folks, and that was Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G, Get Them Banned. What's going on, Mike? I know you boogieing down there. What's going on, man? Tell me how you feel about that.
Man, I like that. I like that. I like that. Definitely like that.
Definitely. Well, Mike, I do appreciate your time, taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the Industry Doctors. And that's pretty much it, man. You said a lot of great things. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, The Industry Doctors, Twitter, Industry Doctors, and Instagram, Industry Doctors. I just stay on the line, man, if you just want to, you know, listen in to our second guest. All right,
that's what's up. I got another interview. I got to pull out.
Okay. All right, brother.
Go ahead.
Thank you. All right, folks, let's get into it. Yes, Jones. What's going on? How are you?
I'm feeling good, man. It's blessed every day.
You're feeling good? You're blessed? All right, that's what I like to hear. So tell our listeners who you are, what are you doing, how you started.
All right. Like I say, man, my name is Jess J. Jones, or Jess Jones. I'm the CEO and founder of the 9th Annual Get Money, Stop Hating Tour. I'm the founder of GMSH Live. I'm the founder of the Static Infusion Tour. I'm the founder of DBBS Entertainment and Management. I'm the founder of a lot of other stuff, man. I own several businesses. I'm an entrepreneur in its purest form. I've never worked for anybody but myself. And I started my first business when I was 19, a sophomore in college. And, you know, I've done everything there is to do in this entertainment game. And now lately we've just been focusing on doing more and more events. We do about 90 to 100 a year with my GMSH platform. And I use the platform to find the best people in every city and state across the country. And then I bring those people in, and we find ways to work together and get money together. That's really what I do, man. I'm just trying to build, you know, just a solid conglomerate of capable, trustworthy people and get all our goals accomplished, man. It's like a strength in numbers, but it got to be, you know, good numbers. You can't just be bodies for the sake of being there. Everybody with us, they add something to the equation, and everybody carry their own weight. And that's why I don't mind, you know, paying people for the work they put in.
Definitely. If you stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
Sugar Free said
sir.
That. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe in that. You know, I'm not going to go long into that story real quick, but, you know, today was one of those days, you know what I'm saying? All that motivation just kicked in like a goddamn Red Bull, a monster just inside of me. That beast came out. But I do have my co-host, Dr. Phil. We're going to bring him on. Dr. Phil, do you have any questions for Jess real quick?
What's going on, Dr.
K? What's going on, man? We know you in the office, man, trying to take care of them patients. But do you have any questions for Jess real quick?
When you were down, I know you got a lot of businesses, but when you were just getting started or not so high up on the plateau, where did you find the motivation to keep on going and striving?
I don't know, man. I was born, I'm naturally positive, and I grew up poor, man. I feel like everybody's life is a series of ups and downs. And it can be different versions of ups and downs. I just think you got to go through stuff to learn what you need to learn to serve your purpose. But I feel like I had a lot of downs on the front end. So as a kid, I was poor. Family didn't really have nothing. My dad was locked up. I moved around a lot. And, you know, I just got to see, man. I learned a lot. I watched and observed. I always excelled in school. But, you know, there's just times when you have nothing. All you really got is your hopes, man. And I just always knew I was going to be something. And so every opportunity I had to shine, I just maximized. And by the time I was 10, 11 years old, I knew I would never work for nobody. And I knew whatever I did was going to be impactful and it was going to generate enough money to provide for everybody in my family. And I just feel like that positivity, me speaking it, thinking it, believing it, I think that just made a lot of things fall in my lap. And so, like, what I'm doing now is not necessarily what I plan on doing, but every choice leads to a consequence, which leads to another series of choices and consequences. So no matter what's presented to me, I just always expected the best possible outcome and worked as hard as I could. And, you know, well, since I started this company, I've never made less than 6 figures in a year, so I really ain't had no downs. It kind of popped right off the jump, but the only issue I had was trusting the wrong people, hiring the wrong people, overpaying people, and you know that type of deal where you love somebody, but they super unqualified, but you feel obligated to get them a job or find some type of way to pay them for nothing just because you love them. And that was my biggest obstacle. It took me 7, 8, 9 years to just shake a lot of dead weight. And that's really what inspired me to start this GMSH platform, because the whole mission is to find people similar to myself that's going to work as hard as they can and be efficient and communicate and do what they say they're going to do, how they say they're going to do it, when they say they're going to do it, no excuses. And that's really what this shit is based on. Our motto is you can fix bad music, you can't fix bad people. So we really just focus on the person. And so if I meet somebody and they're artists and they get involved with something, that's like if their music is dope, that's great. But I just pay attention to the intangibles, like punctuality, the energy, if it's positive, if it's negative. You know, they do what they say they're going to do. If somebody tell me they'll do something tomorrow and it take 3-4 days, that's a red flag. Like, I just look at all those things. And if I feel like somebody display those qualities that mean a lot to me, then that's when, you know, I reach out and present them with different opportunities to get involved if that's something they're interested in. But as far as just, like, downs and you know, setbacks to motivate me, man, honestly, my whole life has just been one climb up. I never really had any real major low points. But, you know, even at when stuff is at its best, I stay the same. And if anything do happen, it goes sideways or something happen I don't like, then I just stay the same, man. I just focus on what I can control. That's my own attitude, my own actions. I just depend on God to do everything else. But it ain't in me to contemplate quitting. It ain't in me to fear. It ain't in me to doubt. So I really can't relate to those qualities. That's why it's so hard for me to relate to people, because that's what most people go through. I just been blessed, man, and not have none of that inside me. And I think that's the main reason why I excel.
Definitely got to keep your trust and faith in a higher power. And things just seem to almost flow naturally through life, or almost, you know, without a tour. So I like, mm-hmm. Thank you for your story. It's very inspirational, you know what I'm saying? And kudos to you for being a young entrepreneur and staying consistent and, you know, achieving your dream.
Yeah, but, man, I got a long way to go, man. There's never a point where I feel like I've made it. But that's like the gift and the curse with me, man. It's like nothing's ever good enough. So it's like if I set a goal and by the time I get close to reaching that goal, it didn't evolve. I didn't add all kind of stuff to it. And so it's like I'm never content with anything, man. I'm always keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And, you know, man, I'm super God-based. I know, like, it's cool to not believe. It's cool to, you know, to doubt the Bible and doubt God and Jesus. And it's just funny to me because it's like with sports, man. If you ask anybody what team they hate, they're going to say a team that wins. They're going to say the Patriots or the Cowboys or the Lakers, somebody with a history of winning. You ask them which player they hate, it's going to be somebody good like LeBron. Or KD or whatever. Nobody ever hate role players. Nobody ever tell you they hate the Cleveland Browns. You know, so for me, like the fact that Christianity is so hated on, it makes me feel like it's that more real, because people will tell you that the Bible was written by man and all this stuff, and then they got the information from a book written by man. It's like, how's that book more valuable than my book? You know what I'm saying? And so for me, I don't want to make this religion thing, but I just, my faith is super strong. That's my greatest attribute. And I just know the power of God, man. So I put all my trust in him. He never let me down. And, you know, with anything, man, it's going to be certain things you don't like. You might go through some woman problems. Or, I had some friends get shot, people in jail. And, you know, it's going to be issues in life. It's just, The hurdles I had to jump ain't necessarily had to be with business. But no matter what we go through, man, we just got to stay positive at all times and expect to win. I just feel like if you expect to fail, you're going to fail. If you expect to win, you're going to win. And I just always expect to win, man. And, you know, every goal I ever had is within reach. And I'm not getting no younger. So I'm always down to network and collab And, you know, just pray that God put the right people in my path. Pray that I have the wisdom to recognize those people when I see them. And then, you know, man, just let nature run its course. And I'm happy with the outcome, whatever it may be, whoever it may be with.
Definitely have a faith in the higher power. Yes, Dr. Cashier, do you have any advice for our artists listening in right now as far as how can they further their career with your tour or with your events?
Okay. Well, as far as with my events, the best thing they can do is, you know, come out to a show. They come out to a show in their city or their state, they can get on. They don't got to pay nothing. You got to bring a few bodies out. And then we meet them.
Your voice is going out. Can you repeat that and speak a little bit louder? Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. But my events, the easiest way for artists to get involved is to come to something we do in their home state. And, you know, basically it's designed where they meet us, we meet them, we get a feel for them, they get a feel for us. And if they do, we put them on the stage. We pay attention to who show up on time, you know, who follow the protocols and procedures, conduct themselves like professionals, who got a good vibe, good energy. And at the end of every event, the few people we saw in that area, my team and myself, we discuss the ones we like, and then we just reach out to those people or their representation if they have representation. And then we figure out ways to get them involved, depending on their schedule and availability, their interest level in working with us, the skills they have, the goals they have. We just customize relationships. So anywhere we go, whether it's through my tour platform or our GMSH Live platform or the GMSH local platform, every artist with me, every person that's working there, from security to the tour person, the DJ, the host, I'm the person selling merch, I met all of them through the platform. And so some people I work with full-time, you know, certain regions, certain times of the year. It just depends on what makes sense. So anybody want to get down with us, man, they can go to GetMoneyStopHating.com, and they can see, you know, our schedule. And we got some coming up close to them, and they should come out, and we go from there. But we hit every part of the country every year. We do the West Coast in December. We do the down south in March, the East Coast in June, the Midwest in September. And then in between, we do every major holiday, award show, music festival, sporting event. So anything that's popping, we got something going on. So we're not hard to find. It's just like we just left the Midwest. So if somebody from Ohio or Michigan want to see us, they might have to wait a while if they, you know, don't travel. But it's fine because we never going to stop. So by the time, you know, next August, September roll around, they can just come out and then we can link in. But just in general, my main advice to any artist is plan on doing anything yourself, man. You can't permission to be great. And you can't let nobody else control your destiny, man. And that's kind of, you know, the philosophy I live by. I'm not asking for permission. I'm not worrying about what nobody else is or isn't doing. It's like if something's on my heart, it's there for a reason. And I'm going to use my energy and my resources to make that come to life. And, you know, just go from there, man. Learn from every experience. Tweak it. Tweak something if I got to tweak it. Add to if I got to add to, take something out if I need to take something out, and just keep perfecting it, man. You do anything long enough, you're going to get good at it, no matter what it is. And so for me, I'm 15 years in, and I'm super OCD when it comes to details. So we really good at this, man. So where we go, extend way beyond shows. At the shows, it's just a good way for me to formulate an opinion based on what I see instead of what people say. But once we feel like somebody displays the qualities we look for, then it ain't no limits. I mean, seriously, I got people in other countries right now. I got venues in major cities. It just depends on, you know, each individual and what makes sense for us and them. But I'm open to work always. You know, I'm 34, man. and I can name every kid in my kindergarten class. So it's like, if this next 30 go by as fast as this first 30, then I got, you know, I got to get on my horse and get to moving. And that's why we on this relentless pace to just add people to the squad and expand, because it's like, if you got 10 people, we can do the same thing in 1 year that it would take one person to do in 10 years. And so I got a lot of stuff to do. So I'm always looking for people. You know what I mean? And that's really my only issue with just life in general, is how hard it is to find truly solid people. I'm just going to keep searching for them until I find them. You know what I mean? It's like trying to find a wife. It's just because you want to be married and settle down, you're not going to put a ring on the hood rat. You know what I'm saying? You still got to do your due diligence and make sure you find somebody that fit what you're doing. And that's essentially what just the regular GMSA's tour is. It's like, we got our people that's traveling with us, that's headlining, and then we take every opportunity to meet people in that area. And, you know, even if I find one or two in each city that make it worth it, and that's kind of how we've been, keep building and building and growing for the last 9 years since we started the platform.
Definitely, practice makes perfect. Can you give us your social contact where our listeners can find you?
Yeah, my personal contact is Jess J. Jones, J-E-S-S, the letter J, then J-O-N-E-S, like that's my government name. And my middle name is one letter, so it's Jess J. Jones. That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm probably on Facebook more than anything else. And like the websites for the tour is GiveMoneyStopHating.com. We got GMSHLive.com, GMSHLocal.com, GMSHTour.com, DBBSManagement.com, StableLifeMarketing.com, JessJJones.com. Man, I got a ton of sites, and you can hit us on. Yeah, you can hit us on any of those sites, man. And you know, we out here ready to work, man. We got a West Coast tour in December. We got 7 dates in Cali, Sac on December 6th, Vallejo December 8th, Oakland December 10th, San Jose December 13th. L.A. December 15th and 16th, and San Diego December 17th. So any artists on the West Coast, man, should definitely hit us up in regards to those. Get involved. All our events crack. They all lit, man, and it's a good opportunity for them to meet us. We meet them, and what's meant to be going to be.
Definitely. Artists definitely go to GetMoneyStopHating.com and sign up right now. Yes.
There's no G
don't
on hating either. It's just M.
Hating. All right. No G on hating. Don't go nowhere, Jess. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back. We're going to jump into the track by Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G. Get them bands. Let's get it.
That money, ho, you playing? Puss it open, ho, they pan. They pan. Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you bout your hustle. If you want them 24 inch bundles, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Do it for cheap, do it with no hands. Get them bands, get them bands, get them bands.
Shawty be up in the beauty salon, I swear it's about 2 times a week. 150 for the nails. 50 for the feet, 300 for the bundles. Yeah, shawty doing numbers. Shawty fucking up commas. Yeah, shawty, she stunning. Who says it's cheaper to keep her? You know that they lying. When we dining out, the entree never coming with fries. Root press, melt the pie, Carrabba's, baby, every time we slide. Time is money, you ain't getting no money, you wasting your time. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans. You see her working that pole. She sliding down with no hands. Shawty stay with them bands. Shawty say she got plans.
Get that money, ho, you playing? Puss it open, ho, they pan.
They pan.
Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy, know you bout your hustle. If you want them 24.
bags with them G's on them.
Yeah.
Yellow perks, Chinese V's on them.
Yeah.
Red bottom, shorty swinging inches.
Inches.
Get fans on your tired bitches. Yeah. When she get up on that stage, she all up back in the pay. She gon' do it for a real nigga. You ain't tipping, you in the way. We gon' bust a couple bottles on wings, smoking nothing but gas. And by the way, the shoulder shaking her ass, she probably leaving here with all of the cash. She was all up on the ball. She could see him getting old. She could see that Louis V on the kick. She know what it really cost. La mama really bout a band. She know I'm just fucking old. Might as well go and give me the cash. We can take her to the vault. Yeah.
Hey.
Get that money, ho, you playing? Puss it open, ho, they fan.
They fan.
Homie got it, he the man.
He the man.
Get them bands, get them bands.
Get them bands.
Know you sexy. Know you about your hustle. If you want them 24-inch bundles.
And we're back, folks. That was Dr. Phil featuring 6 Trey G, Get Them Band. Jess, how did you feel about the record?
I thought it was dope, man. Honestly, and I never say that if I didn't believe it. Whoever said that time is money, if you ain't getting money, you're wasting your time. That's the motto of my life, so salute to that cat.
That's my co-host right there, Dr. Phil. Yes, we do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. All right. If anything, definitely, folks, shout out to both of our special guests today. Definitely go and follow them. And you just got your dose.